I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Tuscaloosa County officials have approved larger tax breaks for Mercedes-Benz to help offset expansion costs at the automaker's plant in Vance. The Tuscaloosa County Industrial Development Authority agreed yesterday to increase the value of the tax abatements granted to Mercedes to about $28.1 million. That's up from $12.5 million in tax breaks for the automaker that were approved in 2011. The extra tax breaks were awarded to Mercedes after it spent $670 million expanding its Alabama plant, more than double of the $289 million the company initially estimated it would spend. Officials say the expansion added nearly 1,000 new jobs. The Memorial Day weekend gets underway today. Alabama's AAA says more than 37 million Americans will be traveling a distance of 50 miles or more during the holiday. That's almost a 5% increase from last year. AAA spokesman Clay Ingram says the end of school, low gas prices, and an improving economy are just a few factors of putting more cars on the road this Memorial Day.
We're going to be busy, no question about it. We get not just the Alabama residents that will be traveling, but we get a lot of drive-through traffic. Traffic's going to be rough out on the interstates and the other major highways, so we need to be prepared for that. And if anybody that's going to be out traveling and driving over the weekend needs to plan accordingly.
Ingram says extra drivers on the road make safety more important than usual over the weekend. He says everyone should plan to leave early and stay focused on the road. The Memorial Day weekend signals the unofficial start of summer. It also marks the wrap-up of National Boating Safety Week. The event is focused on teaching the public proper safety procedures if you're on or near the water. Sergeant Walter Lacey is the education supervisor for the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency's Marine Patrol. He says if anyone needs a safety reminder, just look to the storm that killed boaters in the Gulf waters off of Mobile.
I do believe that after a tragic event like the regatta, that boater safety is a little more on everyone's mind after having spent the winter in, but kind of forgotten those safe practices that they were using all along.
Some of those safe practices include wearing life jackets and avoiding alcohol. Clear skies in the Tennessee Valley and central Alabama areas tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday with highs in the mid-80s. And in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight, clear skies with lows in the mid-60s and mostly sunny on Saturday with highs in the upper 80s. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.